The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Zen Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Our encouragement talk will be offered by the leader of Boundless Way Skyflower Practice Group, Alan Richardson Sensei.
Within it, there is gold that fills the land. Several of our teachers have already talked about this line in Don Yuan's poem, in Don Yuan's treasure map. So why should I be any different? And Melissa gave us several translations of this line. This one that I just recited is the one that we use in our koan curriculum. The one, you might say, that we take with us on the community ferry boat. Within it, there is gold that fills the land. What a beautiful phrase. And what an invitation. To allow ourselves to really experience our lives in that way. I found myself, before I knew that this would be the koan for our sesshin, I found myself not that many evenings ago, I think within the past week, reciting part of that phrase when we were having a Dharma dialogue about sitting practice after a talk at the online temple. And I was agreeing with David and Melissa. I was going to say I was seconding them, but I think I was thirding them. As part of my remarks, when I agreed with them that, yeah, there is no one golden moment in our sitting practice, contrary to what some have said, and agreeing with them that every moment of our sitting practice is golden. And then I said, it is gold that fills the land. That just came to me. And sitting with you this long weekend, what's been coming up for me again and again, not just as we revolve this koan, but as we sit together period after period, and what a wonderful opportunity for me to sit with you so much, not having to run upstairs or across the hall, leaving that to my fellow teachers this time. Sitting with you, what's come up for me is, what if one could really, really see it that way, could really receive it that way? That every moment of our sitting practice is gold, is precious, is beyond price. And if I said something about golden moments in our sitting practice, you might be tempted, I would be tempted, to pick out a few from the last couple of days. But no. It's all of them. No picking and choosing. No hunting for that gleaming one. What if even the ones that don't have any kind of shine at all are just as golden? So, the light on the floor and the candle flickering on the altar, and as David said earlier today, the pain in the knee. And that moment when some ancient or not so ancient heartbreak, for whatever reason, some reason of its own, comes to the surface. And we see the scar is still raw. That wound has never quite healed. And that's golden. And I'm tempted to launch into that, but they're all golden. The boring ones. The ones where you catch yourself again and again thinking about the next meal. The sleepy ones. The ones when you're passing in and out of dream states. Every single one of those moments is a golden moment in our practice. If one could commit to that. Or just keep it alive. Maybe that's a better way to put it. What would happen to your practice if you received all of those moments as precious, as invaluable? What would happen to your sense of you as a practitioner? What would happen to your commitment to the Dharma? You'll probably hear sometime tonight, if you haven't guessed already, that this is the last night of Sesshin. I had to check on this. It seems like yesterday we started, or this morning. And one can get trapped by that. Oh, it's the last night. There are good reasons to think about it being the last night of Sesshin. Maybe you'll hear them later. But I would invite you to think of how many moments are left. Moments beyond counting. All golden. Moments extending beyond tonight. No reason to feel a sense of diminishment or vanishing or limitation. It's all here, moment after moment after moment. Before we go to bed, the ghosts will tell us again, do not squander your life. So I would like to say, as an encouragement for all of us, do not squander these moments. Thank you.